Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Here's the most confusing story. A 72-year-old grandmother married a 19-year-old.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's me, Mystery Jeff. You are listening to me with your ears. I'm in your radio. You're driving around, and it's like a cold, blustery night. Isn't it cozy? Okay, here's what you need to know to ruin your night. A 72-year-old grandmother in Tennessee married a 19-year-old, insisting he's a wonderful lover. Okay, gross. Get out of here. The two met at her son's funeral, then met again at a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. What? This has all the facets of life. Death, birth, birthday, old, young. They shouldn't, I don't know. Is that okay? I don't feel good about it. 2 years ago, he was 17 and she was 70. That doesn't seem right. I don't know what to say about this. The couple has been married for 2 years. 2 years? Okay, he's probably 21 now. And the woman is opening up about their relationship, saying they're always complimenting and kissing. And she describes him as a wonderful lover. That's enough. That's fine. Whatever. Do we feel weird about it because the genders are swapped? Because plenty of older guys marry younger women, and we aren't as grossed out by it. But that age difference, and particularly his young age, feels like too much. But maybe they disconnect. Maybe I'm being judgmental. I'm being age gapist. I don't know. Maybe I'm an age gapist.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Waffle House. Stuff is going on at Waffle House. In one particular Waffle House in Georgia.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, Waffle House. Here's the deal with Waffle House. It's there. You drive by it. It's there. It looks like the 1970s. So two employees at a Waffle House in Georgia were fired after video showed them pouring salt and ketchup on a drunk customer, and they posted it to Instagram. They placed food on the neck of a passed out customer who came to the restaurant drunk with hopes of sobering up. Okay, so what are your expectations going into a Waffle House? That's the question. That this is not going to happen? That's your expectation? My expectation going into the Waffle House is that that's probably going to happen. It's all about your expectations. If you go in there drunk, if I go in there drunk, I'm saying, I'm assuming someone's going to put food on my neck. Right? It's one of the rules. Now, also, it's the fault of the guys who are doing this, because you can't do that. That's what you do at a house party. Not while you're being paid, hoping to represent a company like Waffle House with its high standards. I don't know. I think it's pretty funny, because that is exciting when you have a sleeping, passed out friend and you see what you can do to them. Now, when it's a stranger and it's the neck, that's pretty intimate. I don't know. Maybe they should be fired, but this guy should also know when you go into a Waffle House, there's a good chance that exactly is going to happen. Salt and ketchup on your neck while you've passed out.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
You're probably wasting money and you don't even know it. Let's talk about that in a few minutes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Are you wasting $5,339 a year? The average American is. So it's non-essential items like restaurant, takeout meals, coffee, alcohol, ride-sharing services and taxis, clothing and accessories, leisure events. Spend $2,167 a year on meals prepared outside of their houses. Yeah, I do that so much. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even care about food that much. Why don't I just take 10 minutes and make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and have some chips and an apple that would come to like 79 cents. Instead, I get something that's slightly better than that for $9. I have two sons. I want to teach them about delayed gratification. If you just like wait a little bit, you could be the most successful person ever. Just delay your gratification. You're like, I don't need a job yet. I'm done with school. I'm going to go to medical school. Delayed gratification. I'm not good at that. I'm talking on the radio. You don't make nearly as much money talking on the radio than you do taking out a liver, whatever doctors do. Anyway, you're probably driving in an Uber right now. If you're in an Uber right now, please stop. If you're riding, tell the Uber driver, I want out. I can walk. What's another half hour? I can walk a half hour. Tell that Uber driver you want out. I'm waiting. Okay. Email me at www.gov.applesauce and tell me how that went.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Unicorn cake. Do you know what unicorn cake is? I don't. But it was the most searched for food last year. Let's find out together.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey guys, unicorn cake. Have you had it? Have you searched for it? Probably you have, because it's the most searched for food last year. Unicorn-themed foods like Target's Unicorn Magic Ice Cream and Dr. Pepper's Unicorn Label were all popular in 2018, but unicorn cake was the most searched for item. Okay, what is unicorn cake? I don't know, but I know that we're obsessed with unicorns, and they are a mythical beast. However, this is a soapbox issue for me. There is an animal out there called the narwhal. It's like a porpoise with a giant unicorn horn coming out of its face. And we are obsessed with unicorns, but we don't take into account there's a real life sea unicorn. You guys, we're missing it. This is a metaphor for what we do with our lives, right? It's human nature. We want the things we don't have, and we don't value the things that are around us. Guess what? Unicorns are real. They're just not horsies. They're porpies. They're porpoises. So look it up. Narwhal, like it's spelled, like it's sound, spelled like it sounds. Narwhal. And go blow your mind. I discovered them a few years ago, and I can't get enough of narwhal. If anyone has a narwhal, and like you're looking to get rid of it, don't put it on Craigslist. Let me know. I want your narwhal.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, let's talk about something real. Missouri State is doing something cool with a new inclusive program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Really cool. Let's talk about it in a few.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Here's the deal. Hi, everybody. So Missouri State started a new program where they open doors to students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This is so cool. It's a whole college program where they are students at Missouri State, and there are 8 students to start, and they take classes, and they prepare them. They live on campus, and it prepares them for career-related internships and learn job and life skills while living on campus. Isn't that cool? There's nothing, I don't have anything funny to say about it. I just think it's awesome. I wanted to share it. Go Missouri State, because we often brush aside people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, don't we, as a society? Isn't it cool that Missouri State is doing that? Just a shout out to Missouri State about that. Good job.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
I'm out of ideas. I don't know what to do with my kids in the winter anymore. Parents, you feel me?
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's me, Mystery Jeff. It might be gross outside, but it is warm as your family's huddled around the family radio listening to this radio program. Hey, so it's now, what's the date? We're here January 19th, and I'm out of ideas. I'm out of ideas for what to do with my kids in the wintertime. I didn't know this was such a thing until I had kids of my own. And you kind of run out of things. There's only so many things you can do. You know, like go walk around Bass Pro. Go bowling. Roller skating is something we've been thinking about doing. Haven't done that. because there's only so many things you can do, and many of them cost money. I take my sons to the YMCA. That can be fun. Try to come up with fun things to do around the house. Have little get-togethers with other people with kids. And I'm out of ideas, though. I'm out. What do we got? 7 weeks of winter left? I don't know. Gah. Hey, send me an email at www.gov.applesauce. Let me know. What do I do? What do you do? What are your great little nuggets? That's what I want to know about. What are your nuggets? Seriously, though, email me or tweet me at the Mystery Jeff. I need new ideas. You feel me? Oh, I can feel the earth move as the parents are nodding. Yeah.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Are you wasting $5,339 a year? The answer is probably yes. Find out how in a few.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, guys. That's how every YouTube video starts. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. It's Tiffany. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. This is every YouTube video. Every Facebook Live video starts. Hey, guys. I'm just at the mall. Hey, guys. I haven't posted for a while. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Today we're going to be working on an apple salad. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Today for my tutorial, we're going to work on mascara. Hey, guys. Today we're talking building a fence post. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. This is every YouTube video, how every YouTube video starts. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Just wanted to give an update. Hey, guys. I know I haven't posted for a while, but I wanted to tell you why. Hey, guys. I'm just here at the grocery store. Wanted to show you some fresh options. Hey, guys. What? I don't know what's wrong with me. Hey, guys.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Only 10% of people are currently in their childhood dream job. What does that mean? Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, guys. It's me from the Mystery Hour. Jeff, the Mystery Hour. It's Saturday nights on Ozarks Fox at 9:30. No, it's on there, I swear. So here's an interesting statistic. A recent survey by Toll Free Forwarding, what the heck, asked 2,000 Americans what they want to be when they grew up. 24% reported having their childhood dream at job at some point, but only 10% hold it today. So here's what we need to know. Only 10% are in their childhood dream job. You know what that means? Well, one, here are the dream jobs. Teacher, doctor/nurse, vet, musician, actor, pro sports star, writer, scientist, lawyer, artist. You know what the common thread there is? A lot of those, you didn't realize how much science and math you'd have to do. So when you're a kid, you're just kind of dumb. You're like, yeah, I'd like to be a vet. Oh, no, I got to learn about every animal? Nah, I'll work in a store. Right? Isn't that what we all do? It's like, I remember like, I'm going to get a psychology major. And then I had to take a statistics class. And I was like, I don't do math anymore. I stopped doing that. Some people like math, you guys. They like it. And they continue to like it. And technically, there's nothing wrong with them. But here's the thing. If you are a parent out there and you have a child, you need to teach that child to lower their expectations. That's the key to happiness, right? There are plenty of jobs out there where you can be happy. When you're a kid, you don't know it. My 6-year-old thinks he's the strongest person in the world. He thinks he's stronger than me. I'm actually stronger than him. No big deal. But he's like, yeah, I can probably be an NBA basketball player. Or I asked him last year what he wanted to be, and it's a ninja. That's what he wants to be when he grows up. So, like, I need to, in that moment, take some time with him and say, you're not going to be a ninja. But then you know what? I couldn't find him. Turns out he was hanging from the ceiling. Maybe he is going to be a ninja.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, coming up, we're talking about bed bugs. Bed bugs. Everyone loves to talk about bed bugs. Boy, that's a tease that'll work.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Hey, bed bugs. Hi, it's me, Mystery Jeff from the Mystery Hour. It's a show. For real. Okay, so the most bed bug infested cities are, this is comes out from Orkin, a pest control company, Baltimore, followed by D.C. and Chicago and Los Angeles and Columbus. Isn't it nice to not have Springfield on that list? Have you ever had bed bugs? No one wants to talk about it, but I've had bed bugs, and they're awful. They are so hard to get rid of, and you don't feel good about it. There's like a whole bed bug shame. You're like, what did I do? Am I a filthy human to get bed bugs? Maybe. I don't know. I was going to say no, but maybe. I don't think so. Nice places get it, like Baltimore. Baltimore is right near D.C. Don't. It's good for them to have this list because you don't want to go to these places. This is a list of places not to travel to. I'm sorry. I'm making my own travel ban due to bed bugs. So this is a PSA. This is a PSA for you. Don't go to those places because bed bugs are not worth it. You have to get an exterminator. You got to throw out your mattress. You like your mattress? Don't get bed bugs. All right? Now, I'm sorry if you are a bed bug and you're listening to this. My apologies because that wouldn't... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But the truth of the matter is, we can't coexist. We can't. So if you are a bed bug, just know, I loathe you. If you're a human that has bed bugs, just know, you'll get through this. Don't go to Baltimore.